Welcome to The Conscious Code, the series where we dive deep into the captivating world of the human design gates and gene keys. Get ready to embark on a cosmic journey as we explore the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Every 6 days, the sun moves into a new human design gate or gene key, just like it moves through the zodiac. So we'll shine a spotlight on each new gate or gene key, uncovering the transformative powers they hold within. As the sun activates these gene keys, it activates these archetypal energies within the entire human collective for the 6 days that the sun is in its presence, which is why I am doing this series to cover the energies that we all feel within as the sun is activated, as well as the energies that live within you if you have these gene keys or gates in your human design chart or hologenetic profile. Are you ready to unlock your potential, activate your purpose, and embrace the beauty of your unique design? Then let's dive into the Conscious Code. Hello, and welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast now, since I've changed the name. Crystal Renee here, and I am giving you the energies of Gate 34 today. 34 happens to be my conscious South Node and my conscious Mars. So this is a very prominent energy that lives within me. So Gate 34 is the sovereign powerhouse, is what I refer to it. It's the gate of power and it's in the sacral center. This gate is very complex because it connects to three different gates, three different centers via the sacral center. So Gate 34 lives in the sacral center, but it connects to the spleen through gate 57. It connects to the identity or G center through gate 10, and it connects to the throat through gate 20. So there's a lot of paths that this specific gate can take. In the gene keys, it's referred to as the beauty of the beast. And in the I Ching, it's called great power. So this is in the tropical sign of Sagittarius and in the Vedic sign of Scorpio, specifically in the Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra. So the shadow of Gate 34 can show up as being forceful. And it's the tendency to apply brute force to make things happen, which can lead to frustration, fatigue, or potential conflict. You can imagine what force can, you know, when you're forcing something that's not necessarily in alignment, it's like going against the flow of the universe. When you repress this shadow or hide away from it, you end up hiding from your own power. You're afraid of yourself and you put yourself down and therefore put others on a pedestal above you. You allow others to walk all over you and you become a slave to others' principles or to society as a whole. Your power is actually being held back in this state and it becomes backed up and it leads to exhaustion and feeling tired because you have all of this physical power and you're not using it. It's getting backed up in your system and then it's like you're holding on to so much energy that you become tired. Now, if you have more of a reactive nature, the shadow will manifest as you being bossy. So you can see the opposite effect where you use force to bully others around and you become furious when you're challenged, which results in poor communication and inappropriate behavior, completely unaware of how you're treating others. And it's a complete misuse of power. The shadow of this gate is force. And when we're forcing things, not only does it lead to frustration within us because, you know, we're going against the grain and it's not necessarily something that is in alignment, but it is misaligned. Things should come natural and easy to us. And that's the main thing that Richard Rudd talks about with this specific gene key is that easy is right. When it's easy, that's how you know that you're in alignment with this specific gate. Now, the gift of Gate 34 is strength. And this is where you have the capacity to use your inner strength to act in harmony with the natural forces, embodying a powerful, effortless alignment in what you're creating, which inspires others and attracts admiration. And you have the ability to empower yourself and others, and you help them realize their own sovereignty, cultivating the inner faith to bring their visions and your visions into reality. So you maintain a steady vision to master a harmonious flow of courage and vitality. So the highest state of frequency or city of gate or gene key 34 is majesty. And that is where personal strength transcends the sovereign individual and manifests as universal life force and consciousness in motion. So it's all about harnessing the powerful energy that you have, using that energy for the greater good of the human collective. This gate embodies sovereignty, empowerment, and a steady vision, and it emphasizes the power of resilience, courage, and vitality. It's about navigating life independently with confidence. It's about the inner power to bring your visions to reality, not through force, but through a harmonic flow of power. So Richard Rudd saying easy is right when it comes to this gate, it helps when it's easy, that's how you know you're aligned. When you start forcing things to happen, that's where you have to kind of check yourself, take a step back and saying, hey, is this aligned for me? Is this something that I really want to dedicate my life to? Why am I forcing right now? Why is this not happening easily for me? And since it's not happening easy, is this really something that I should be putting my power towards? Should I be applying the sovereign power that lives within me towards this thing? If I'm forcing it, then most likely the answer is no. This also helps you create clarity and alignment. When you start to feel like you're forcing something to happen, it does bring you clarity. It does bring you back into alignment with what is truly meant for you. As soon as you feel like you're going against the grain or like things aren't flowing harmoniously, naturally, you know, of course, things happen in life. Obstacles do come up. Allows you to reflect on what it is that you're doing and if it is aligned. So here are some questions that can help you further embrace your shadows and embody your gifts of this gate. How am I trying to force outcomes in my life rather than allowing things to unfold naturally? Am I honoring my inner strength and power, or am I hiding from myself or others? And how can I better manage and balance my energy to prevent burnout? So some tips for this gate are to recognize your strength. You are innately powerful, and it's essential to honor this part of yourself. It's important to practice patience with this gate. And if you feel like you have to force something, you may not have full clarity or alignment. And it's important to nurture your vision and align your actions to support its manifestation without force. This is about taking physical action to bring your visions into reality and the fact that you have the power to make that happen. So that is all for Gate 34. I cannot wait to connect with you guys again when the sun transits. And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the Conscious Code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the Conscious Code.